My name is Joshua Jonathan from Nasarawa Rice Innovation Platform in Nigeria. The Nasarawa Rice Innovation Platform came to be just about one year, 9 months now. With the training, the capacity building of our members, we are somewhere now in the technology transfer. We started with two groups, and today we have 172 primary cooperative groups with membership of 2,796 members. Different actors are involved. Before here, there are several projects that have come in board with different intervention, but the unique about the new research work innovation platform is very, very unique, because all the actors, they have the association before, but now they are pulled together to be in one place. This has brought about a positive change in times of fast development in the value chain of rice productivities. I have seen where the farmers belong to their farmers association, the parabola belongs to their parabola association, the miller belongs to. But when they were working as individual group, there was not quality control. But now the farmers are there, the parabolas are there, the millers are there, and other actors, they are working together under the innovation platform, who is very, very unique. We have seen this working. The quality of parabola rice have increased tremendously, and people are coming to the life to like Nigerian rice because of this. The traditional way of processing rice in Nigeria has failed because our Nigeria like stone-free rice, and they want high-quality rice, imported rice. They love imported rice. Well, we produce a lot of rice, but people doesn't cherish them. But because of the jam now, I want to say it emphatically that Nigeria are coming back to their home rice. Many government officials are patronizing the rice. For now, as I'm telling you, we started with a figure when we did the training. From that training to March this year, we were able to process 168 metric ton of rice in the jam center. That translates to the mill rice of 213.6 metric ton. We are able to reach several customers. You can see that we are able now to reach over 4,000 customers. And the rice we are processing in Lafia, one of the states in Nigeria, has gone to 15 states. Many people have shown interest. Many people are coming every day. They want to be part of this new innovation. And we could see Nigeria coming out. In fact, there's a company from Ghana, the GIC, Green Innovation Center Ghana. They also came visit in our innovation platform. We have discussed in time. They are also trying to see how they can also partner with us to give us even, they promise us a dryer, even in our center. I think we are working on that to see how that the decision will come to bear. There are several decisions that we have taken as an IP, because one of our main goal and objective is to reach out with quality rice in Nigeria market and even beyond. I'm sure very soon it will go to Africa. If we can be supported to have many other people coming in to support us, because the one center we have now is not enough. Sometimes the demand is so high that even the buyers could wait for a long time before they even get the rice, because we have to process and made available to them. Our members are very, very numerous, like I said, 2,799. It's not a small figure. They are all part of this IP, and they are also benefiting from it. They process their rice using the technology being taught to them through JAM. They are also using it to bring their paddy to come and mill in the same mill. So we like the agency responsible to help us. If we can have more JAM center, it will help us. We will reach out, because the branding name now that we have, we are just trusting God that we have our brown bags so that we'll be able to package it like imported rice. Because many other people coming out, they are asking of our branding bag. Because our quality, the standard have reached that standard that we can bag it and nobody will question it. So we are moving, the IP is moving. We want to thank the African Rice, especially for their technology, for backstopping us, for teaching us this method. Head to toe, like before, people have decided. And many other women who were jobless before, after the training, they now gain employment. They are buying 2-3 bags of padina, parboiling it on their own. Some of them are parboiling for fees and doing it for other people and taking their money as service provider. I think it has increased a lot of job opportunity for our people, especially the youth and women. Women are very, very inquisitive about this new development, because some of them that were just staying home with their wives or husbands, now they have something doing. Even if they don't have money to buy the paddy and process it, parboil it, and then mill, they could go out to use the skill they learn to process for some other people who has the paddy, and then they take their money. So that is a very good image for Nigeria at this moment. And we want to thank African Bank and thank African Rice specifically for their technology. This jam technology is a great relief to Africa. I'm sure if more area is open to this, then Africa will not need any foreign rice. We will be able to produce enough for ourselves and we will be satisfied with what we're doing.